The motion.
It's 7:30 in the morning, and I'm still on this call.
The motion is to approve the national office budget presented by the CFO to this committee.
This is Lori. May I get on the stage?
No, it's an ED and CFO. I don't want to make it think like it's my budget.
Okay.
Okay, this is what your motion read, Lonnie, that the national office budget be recommended for adoption by the PNB as presented.
Yeah.
Okay.
LaVarne.
Yeah. I think this year was a great step forward in terms of presenting something to us, but I just don't think that the budget really had a lot of meat in it to really let us know what the national office plans are for this year. I mean, just like I said, a little outline, timeline, you know, what are the projects? Like Dave tried to throw some stuff in there, but this is the national office budget, and it's up to Lonnie and the interim ED to put forward a budget. And even in terms of the presentation, like, you know, I still can't tell you how many FTEs or how many positions, full-time positions you really have there for this plan. So at this point, although I think it's a great step forward, I really can't support it because it really does not really tell me anything about what the plans are for 06. Thank you.
Further discussion.
Well, what has been presented is a balanced budget with a one-month intact, and that took a lot of work. And as to having specific programs, well, this budget is not just an isolated budget. The programs that are undertaken that are on a network basis are going to require input from this PNB, not just the stations, because the PNB has to set direction for this network, and the way in which it gets some of its work done is through this national office. So, and as I say, when I come to the meeting next week, I will be suggesting, as a employee of the board, telling the board what items are unfunded and asking the board to identify where it wants to seek or implant funding. Now, if it chooses to do so and it goes to the national office budget with the same proviso that apply to every other station or every other unit, that's the board's prerogative. So so I think that that the board has now, we've heard from everybody, but not the board. And we need to hear from the board.
Timelines at the PNB meeting to go along with this budget.
Yeah, we're gonna hire an ED. We're gonna hire a lot. We're gonna do a lot that board is asked to do. And that will be placed for them, as I do every year, unfunded critical items. Ask the board to prioritize them and decide which ones they want to go with. So that board has to do real work in terms of.
Oh, like we ain't done that.
Oh, we've done work.
Wait, let's not let, we're going to break down. We're all tattered right now. Let's maintain decorum.
Well, anyway, so that's
there's
my...
There's Tattersall on the line, too.
Should do be.
Thanks from the
okay,
dead.
Thanks for the response.
Okay, Mark, I think, did I hear you want to...
What are we doing?
Crumbling. Uh-oh. No, we're considering the motion to approve the budget that was presented to us, the national office budget.
I think that it's a good budget. I do think it's made a leaps and bounds forward. We even got the, you know, much ballyhooed head count. I think we should approve it, and I'd love to call the question on it.
Any further discussion, or may we go to a vote?
Yeah, point of information, how many FTEs are in this budget? I know we tried to count them before, and it was either 15 or 16, but I don't know what the number is. If someone could, Mark can tell me since he's at least there, I would appreciate it.
14 FTEs in this budget.
14?
Yeah.
It's 14.
Yeah.
I'm hearing echo.
Okay, so we have a budget with 14 FTEs that's been presented to us. Any further discussion before we vote? Okay, hearing none, will you call the roll, Casey?
Adelson.
Abstain.
Allen. I'll come back. Bediako.
I'll pass for the moment.
Heffley.
I'll pass a moment.
Who was calling who chicken?
Well, you cannot do that.
My battery's going dead.
Mark Roberts.
Yes.
Tattersall.
Yes.
Gatewood.
Abstain.
Weinman.
I vote yes. I approve it.
Williams.
No.
Hicks.
Yes.
Allen.
No.
Bediaco.
Yes.
Heffley.
No.
Okay, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes.
How are you voting, McFaul?
I'm sorry, I'm voting no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4 no's, and 2 abstentions. Is that right?
Okay, so that is adopted. Now we're to the PRA budget.
How many yes?
5
1,
yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes.
4 no, and 2 abstentions. We are now to the PRA budget.
I move that we adopt the PRA budget.
Discussion.
I move to amend that we recommend the PR budget for adoption by the PMB.
Without objection, that's not substantive, that's grammatical, so let's use that one if without objection. Further discussion? Can you read the motion, Casey?
Move that the NSC recommend that the PNB adopt the PRA budget as, is it approved?
As presented.
As presented, thank you.
Lauren, may I get on the stack?
Go ahead.
Going now. Just a question, Lonnie. When you generated this budget, so Brian Deshave, does he support this budget?
Yes, yes. Enthusiastically, I might add, because this budget has an extra 160,000 mail drop in it for him. So he's happy with it.
Okay, thank you.
Further discussion? Okay, then let's go to a vote. Please
Adelson?
Call the roll. Abstain.
Allen?
Yeah.
Bediaco?
Yes.
Heffley?
Half.
Did you say yes? Wow.
She said half.
Oh.
McFaul, abstain. Roberts?
Yes.
Tattersall?
Yes.
Gatewood?
Abstain.
Weinman?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Hicks?
Yes.
Heffley? Patty?
Yeah?
How are you voting?
Abstain.
Abstain, thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes.
What are you voting, McFaul?
I'm abstaining. I don't understand the PRA budget. 4 abstentions, 7 yeses.
Okay, that is approved. So now we go to the section of the agenda that is on dealing with presentation of the PMB. And since Mark asked first to deal with the question of minority report, let's go to that first. Roberts deals with the question of minority report, and I went through and checked it. So this is from page 510, and I'd like to read it for you if that's all right. Formal expression of minority view or minority report. The formal presentation of a so-called minority report, that is, the presentation of an expression of views in the name of a group of committee members not concurring with the committee report, is usually allowed by the Assembly when such permission is requested, as explained below. regardless of whether a minority report is submitted. However, the report adopted by vote of the majority in the committee should always be referred to as the committee report, never the majority report. Nature of committee minority rights with respect to reports. As indicated above, the formal presentation of a minority report is a privilege that the Assembly may accord, not a matter of right. Since the appointment of the committee implies that the Assembly is primarily interested in the findings of the majority of the committee's members. But in debate on any written or oral report in the Assembly, any member of the reporting committee who does not concur has the same right as any other member of the Assembly to speak individually in opposition. No one can make allusion in the Assembly to what has occurred during the deliberations of the committee, however, unless it is by report of the committee or by unanimous consent. Form of the minority report. Minority recommendations. A minority report in writing may begin, the undersigned, a minority of the committee appointed, not agreeing with the majority, desire to express their views in the case. If the committee report concludes with a proposed resolution, the minority can A, recommend rejection of the resolution, B, recommend amendment of it, or C, recommend adoption of some other suitable motion designed to dispose of the resolution appropriately. If the committee report is for information only, views of the minority may similarly be constructed. Reception of the minority report. When the minority of a committee wishes to make a formal presentation of its views, it is customary, unless the Assembly refuses permission, to receive its report immediately after the report of the committee. In such a case, the member presenting the committee report can properly notify the Assembly that the minority wishes to submit its views in a separate report. As soon as the chair has stated the appropriate question on the committee report, he should call for the minority presentation unless someone objects, in which case he should put the question on the reports being received. A majority vote is required to receive a minority report. The question is undebatable. When the minority report is presented, it is for information and cannot be acted upon except by a motion to substitute it for the report of the committee. Whether the views of the minority are formally presented or not, any member can move that resolutions proposed by the committee be amended or that they be postponed indefinitely or some other appropriate action be taken. So that is what Roberts has to say on minority reports. Is there something you want to add to that, Mark?
No.
Okay. Then
I have a point of clarification.
Yes.
Just as we may be, as a finance committee, making reports to the board, the same principle should hold true for representatives of the committee making reports from the local LSPs. I think that has to be some parallels there.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Can you say that again? I'm just slow.
That is, if members of this committee are making reports, and they wish to make a report different than what the majority at their LSB has reported, then we need to be clear about that. And I think there should be parallel rules that apply, to follow my drift. And it's just as finance committee report shall be referred to as a finance committee report, and the receiving body has to approve receiving a minority report, they may want to think about that on this committee. But what happens, people come on this committee and they ignore the wishes of that majority and give their own individual, quote, minority views and minority reports. I think we need to be mindful of that. And just as those rules as you read them apply from us to the board, we should have some sense of the parallel from other groups and ourselves. So, you know, and I think the point has been made over and over again that we have to be clear about when we're speaking for the group we represent as opposed to our own individual points of view, which may be a minority point of view. So that said, I would want to go on record in the minutes of this committee as being opposed to certain motions passed by this committee, and I will bring that to the full board. I just need to know how we are going to handle such minority reports in this committee. The motion I would make is that any motion passed in the Finance Committee shall, with the concurrence of the group where minority views occur, be passed along to the full board. That is, the views of the committee plus any minority view or minority report that may be present. So I'm proposing that we adopt as a rule a procedure minority reports be entertained and go forward to the board.
Lonnie, I'm going to rule that out of order because Roberts is specified in the bylaws and Roberts speaks to the right of anybody to do that. And so if somebody wants to challenge that ruling, they can, but I think it's already addressed in our existing rules.
Oh, now, could you specify that for me, how that functions, if you could?
Well, anybody is allowed to present a minority report to the PND from this committee.
Okay. I'm asking if it's the policy of this committee to support that procedure.
Well, it's okay. It's what Robert's I'm saying Rules is it's in Robert's Rules of Order, so we are bound by it.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. We have other items. Jane had an item on the...
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Yes.
Wait.
Do we actually have to vote on whether to accept... Because I thought I heard you say that the committee will vote whether to accept a minority report.
No, the committee does not vote whether
okay.
to accept it. The minority has the right to present it to the board. The board has the right to vote to accept it
okay, thank
or
you.
Not.
The PNB then will
the
vote.
PNB does that.
Okay, thank you.
According
to that, one last point of information on having a particular minority view minute to the committee.
No, the minority view is not part of the minutes of the committee. The votes are. But the minority report is something that's presented to the body by the minority.
My only question is, as I've indicated, I do want to... submit to the PMB a minority report on some of the decisions that have been made and the sort of philosophy behind them, and I just want to know, when do I need to deliver that? Do I send that to this board and then you send it along, or what
no,
happens?
No, what you do is you offer, according to Robert, my understanding of Roberts, you offer, I as chair, when I offer the committee report, indicate the existence of a minority report, and the chair of the board entertains the minority report at that point, and the PNB votes on entertaining it at that point.
All right, so I just bring it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'll notify them that that report exists, and if there are any others, I'll notify them of those as well.
Quick question. Will there be a written finance report going forward to the board that will be in the board packet?
We're going to deal with that later in this agenda item. I actually think that we should, when we get to these other items, we should agree to reconvene and just deal with that point, because I don't know about you, but I am burnt to a crisp at the moment.
And Mrs. Sandy, I have to drop off. Sorry.
All right. Well, then, Mr. Chair, when you send your, will the committee report record, in other words, I objected to that be recorded, or is it just going to be the majority opinion?
We will report, I think, the vote of the committee and its the votes that were taken.
Okay.
In support of those things.
Wow.
And all I'm going to report out is the motions that were passed by the committee.
You will not report out the existence of a minority view?
No, I already said I would say that there is a minority view. There's a problem, however, in this, because, for example, if the majority has no representation, if the committee's basically votes are not motivated, but there's an extensive minority report motivating an opposition, you can see that that is something of a problem, which is why I'd like us to meet and agree on the rationales that we will be presenting to the board. Alternatively, we can just do it in discussion. But, I'm at a point where I'm having real difficulty handling each of these things, and we still have Jane's motion on the presentation of the numbers, and we still have the issue on the Spanish language, and we still have the issue on this idea of saying that we need to look at this national office budget that the idea that it's sort of ready as is a problem for us.
Oh, no, we passed a motion. Well, anyway, on the issue of adjournment, how would committee members feel about adjourning and taking this up again tomorrow? Because these items that you just identified look to me at least an hour, another 45 minutes.
I think, may be able to be handled in 5 minutes.
I think we should deal with Jane's, and then maybe we should deal with the others
I think
tomorrow.
The issue,
as long as we've missed Sunday football, we can miss Monday night football, too.
Well, I have two committee meetings, one at 5:30 and one after that.
We're late, but feels like we could do it in 2 hours tomorrow. We never do anything in 45 minutes.
I'd like to consider Jane's motion because it's a...
There's a PNB programming telephone conference tomorrow night.
Okay, wait. Before we get into this, I want to deal with Jane's motion because it's quick and it addresses the work that Lonnie is going to do instead of sleeping tonight. So I'd like to move to Jane's motion, and then we'll go to the next thing about scheduling. So, Jane, will you go ahead?
I sent it around to everybody a while ago. It just said that I move that we recommend that the CFO complete the salary divided by KPFA.
Complete the salary what?
The salary comparison worksheet where the various stations are analyzed. It's called the salary comparison worksheet.
Mm-hmm.
That the CFO complete the salary comparison worksheet provided by KPFA. This chart be part of the budget material submitted to the PMB.
Okay, discussion on the motion. Excuse me, I didn't hear that, Mark.
I said that I endorse that.
Further discussion. Hearing none, is there any objection to the motion?
Well, I do.
Okay, would you speak to it?
Yeah, I'm looking at this salary comparison. First of all, this is an information request. It's an information and a format change, and it needs to be discussed beyond the Finance Committee. It should go through the procedure we've established. It's another report. We have a motion from the board. If you recall, I think it's motion 103, that said no additional reports shall be added to the list we approved in March. Without a review by the board. That's Sarah Rendawa's motion. And it specifically speaks to the issue of additional reports. And so on the grounds that this would, in fact, is precluded by that board motion. Now, I'm looking at the report, historical salaries and related between Pacifica Station, and calls for me to generate information on all the stations. And seemingly, this has been done here in this report already, and I haven't had a chance to really look at it. And then the question becomes, well, what do you got to do with it? Because the information is here.
Well, Mark,
and what will be done
with
it?
Hold on, Mark. Let him finish.
Yes, let him finish. So to summarize, I think that we have an existing board motion that precludes adding on more reports to the CFO's workload. If this report suffices for purposes that people want to use it for, I have no objection. But making it a directive to the CFO seems to me counterproductive since you've got something right here already. Just go ahead and use it. I'll look it over to see if it jives with my records.
Okay, Mark?
Well, I was just going to say, Lonnie, because we've been talking about salary creep for a while now, as I recall, you provide a PowerPoint chart anyway illustrating the salaries as a percentage of listed support, because that's how I knew about the situation at KPFA from one of your presentations. So don't you already cover that?
Yeah, but I do it in a way that is slightly different than this. But
all
as
right.
I look it over, I have a different, they look similar, but they're different rationale. Salaries as a percent of listener support. I don't support that methodology. I think it's misleading. Listener support is very volatile. It goes up and down, and therefore it skews the percentages. Expenses are a much more solid number for comparative purposes across years.
What's a more solid number, Lonnie?
Expenses. Expenses are fixed for the most part, whereas revenue has much more volatility to it, so it skews the percentages. They go up and down with greater volatility. So I have some methodological issues with doing it this way. But anyway, my suggestion is, let's not add to the CFO's workload just because it's easy to do at this late hour in the budgeting process. There's a board motion against it, and if you have something before you find useful, I have no objection to using it and you know, reviewing it since it's there. You all have it. Go right ahead and have a look at it. But again, I would ask, well, once you get the information, what are you going to do with it? I see it here. So what does it need?
Okay, Lyle, I think you're going over ground you've gone over before.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, those are my issues.
For the comment?
Speak to that.
Go ahead, Jane.
Marnie did fill in everything she could, and I sent the information that I was aware of for WPSW. So it would require Bonnie to pass this along to somebody in his office to verify that verify the numbers, which it looks pretty solid from what I could see, but that would be helpful. And second of all, I think that based on the motion that we adopted concerning the A budget, that this is I think that this is needed, and so that's.
Well, I'm willing to look at it, but I'm not willing to commit at 12 o'clock at midnight for a motion like this I never saw before. It just doesn't seem fair to dump this on me at this hour.
A point of information?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, is Jane asking this for this for a certain by a certain date? Oh,
I said that it's included in with the material distributed to the PMB.
I've got a budget that has a board pack that's going out tomorrow.
I agree. I'll take back my endorsement. I think it's unfair at 2 a.m. to assume. There's a lot of work we put on the CFO's plate because of the, you know, timing here. And I don't want to, you know, go on record as asking for something that I don't know, that I myself am not, you know, preparing or don't know. If, you know, we said give it to someone on the staff. I assume that the people on the staff are already, working.
Can I suggest that since we're probably not going to be able to adjust anything as a result of those data, that we request that it be provided within 1 month?
I look at what you have here, and then I see where I can fill in the gaps. And you have that available to you, but I don't want to start a new report from scratch. I'm happy with some of the format here, although, as I said, I have methodological issues with it, but I see there's some blanks here. I'll do what I can to fill them in for you.
Actually, has a report, I'm hearing from Mark, and I'm hearing, I think, that such a report has already been produced. Should we just be asking that the report that's already been produced be included in the board packet?
Well, I'm just asking, Lonnie, do you intend to report on salaries? Percentage of anything.
I do show trend in salaries, and as I said before earlier on the call, I have 15 years worth of data on salaries that are already available. But I'm looking at it now in this specific format of 02, 03, 04, 05, and 06. So my suggestion is I will fill it in where I have that information for 06 and have it done for 30 days and send it back to you folks. Not a problem, but I'm not. I can do that, but I'm doing it with a proviso. I can't do it overnight. I've got too much on my plate now.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. Has there been a substitution of the motion, or is there an understanding that we're going to take this motion and request that this document be provided in a month?
That's the motion, that was not made as a formal motion. I suggested it as an option, but the motion before us is still Jane's motion.
So...
Okay, well,
I think the amendment is that it be...
I would accept that as a friendly amendment because...
Accept what?
For 1 month. In 1 month.
1 month, and then strike the part about included with the board packets because that could be reported on is that...
Then, Mr. Chair, are we ready for a vote?
No, because I don't know what she's saying is the amendment that she's accepting as friendly.
She's saying that the CFO completes the salary comparison.
Teresa, let Jane say it. Jane, go ahead.
That's fine. At this late hour, I am...
I repeat it? That the CFO complete the salary comparison worksheet provided by KPFA within a month.
Yeah, let's do it that way. But I mean, no way am I going to have this stuff done by tomorrow morning.
Okay, then is there any objection to that? Hearing none, let's adopt. Casey, can you read what you have down?
There's no objection.
I know, but I want Casey to read it so I know what's going in the record.
That the CFO complete the salary comparison worksheet provided by KPFA within 1 month.
Okay, the NFC recommends that the CFO, is that what it is?
That's what I have.
Okay, can you read it so we hear what you have?
The National Finance Committee recommends that the CFO complete the salary comparison worksheet provided by KPFA within 1 month. That doesn't say, I mean, to me it should say presented to the NFC within 1 month or something like that.
No, that's a report. But anyway, I'll go with 1 month. But I do have a point that's related to this. But let's dispose of this first.
Yeah. Is there any objection to this? Okay. It's adopted without objection. Go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, it seems, I get the feeling, now correct me if I'm wrong, that members of this committee have seen this material before. Had a motion all ready to go. So my question is very direct. Does members of this committee meet and discuss committee items prior to coming onto this onto the call on the air?
It happened tonight, Lonnie. I know it seems like
a week ago, but that was sent out by Marnie at the beginning of our meeting.
I sent out
That's not my question. Is when it was sent out. My question is.
No, we didn't talk about it. I learned about it. It's all within
Hold on a moment. I just want to rule the question out of order. According to Roberts, members of any committee or board are absolutely permitted to caucus on any issue before the board prior to or outside of meetings.
No, that's not true.
Mr. Chair.
I can read you the passage if you want.
I can read you state law.
Allowed to meet if it's more than a quorum.
All right. Do we have anything left to discuss?
Yes. Two things, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I think we tabled an item which can be brought up now.
Right. And we also have the Spanish language thing that was tabled.
Yes, we do. And
Before you do that, I want to ask the question of whether we might consider meeting. You said Monday you're busy, but Tuesday is open on the calendar. Could we meet on Tuesday to process these last items, along with dealing with the issues related to the committee report?
Mr. Chair, this is Laverne. I have reservations to fly out on Tuesday, so I will not be available. I won't be able to use my cell phone on the plane.
Would you, do you have an objection to the committee meeting on those points at that time?
I would like to be there to meet, so
okay,
if I'm...
Okay, so you would oppose such a move.
I can't very well be available. And also, let me just say, Lonnie, if you have the package ready tomorrow, I have an appointment in Berkeley at 11. If I could just stop by and pick up my package, I would...
11? You're making me laugh.
No, I said my appointment is at 11.
I highly doubt it.
Later after then, I'm just saying I have an appointment there at 11, so I just wanted to...
Yeah, well, it's.
Well, just call and let me know, and otherwise I'll give you an address to ship it to in Houston.
That'd be great. If you can send it to me by email, that'd be great.
Okay.
But, you know, at this point, Mr. Chair, I know we're trying to find a date, but can we do that? Because I won't be able to pop off to sleep after this. I'm going to have to gather all that stuff up and get into work early and start working on producing documents for the changes we've been discussing.
This is Mark. I have to leave the call, and I'm not available Monday because I have an executive search committee, and I'm not available Tuesday. I have a class until 11, and I have a meeting on Wednesday. So this is it until I go to Houston, so I'll just have to trust the body to do whatever, you know, it can as far as the presentation. The Spanish language, unfortunately, we didn't get to that. I wanted to weigh in on it, but it's after 2 here. I really got
to
go.
I'd like to move that in regard to the Spanish language programming that we request that Eva Georgia join the programming committee telephone conference tomorrow and bring that I will bring a proposal to the national board in regard to Spanish language programming funding.
I don't think that requires a motion of this committee.
No. And she's on vacation, so, you know, good luck.
Well,
what was the other item besides
that? Wait, I want to hear from Baruti because
I have her cell number, so I'll be happy to make that happen.
Baruti, you originally raised this motion. It was tabled. Can you? I'm going to withdraw my motion on our presentation and just on the issue of the national budget requiring a review with the other committees. We can deal with that another time. I will present it as my own personal viewpoint during the discussion of the budget, but not as the committee report. So that leaves the Spanish language thing left on our table. Baruti, I'd like, since you're the maker of that recommendation now. Baruti?
Am I willing to take it off the table?
No, I'm not asking that. I'm asking for you to make whatever motion you think is appropriate at this time. And we also had something on BAI, didn't we, that we tabled after so-and-so?
Yes, we had the thing that Patty and Baruti were working on that got tabled.
Okay, well, let's do
but
Spanish
that got tabled
language.
Permanently, though.
No, it didn't. It got tabled till this point in the agenda. Would you deal with
you
the
have,
Spanish
you,
language first, please?
Did you have a motion, Dave, or you were working on a wording?
No. I don't even have. I'm barely clinging to consciousness, much less a motion.
Well, there wasn't a consensus around the original motion, which was to actually put in the 98.5, so I was trying to see if we could get some money in the budget to get the ball rolling.
But if I recall, the motion was something of the form that we request that stations put forth a proposal.
That was Lonnie's motion, too.
Yeah, that basically allows station funding to be used as seed funding for the program.
Right, that was Lonnie's motion.
And that we'd deal with it during the next budget forecast revision.
Right.
I think that was the general idea.
And Dave, I had a motion that KPFK launched that program and funded through March.
Okay. Well, that's not in our budget, so that would still be part of this. Here's the thing.
Okay.
I think what we should do is note that the NSC is recognizing the absence of funding and will come forth to the PNB with a motion on this point at the November meeting. I don't think we can do anything further at this point. It's just too late.
I second that. Well, I don't know about... You said come forth with the recommendation. Don't forget the programming committee has to weigh in on this.
Well, in the interest of program problem solving, I'm going to request that Eva Georgia join the programming committee tomorrow.
That's not a problem. We don't need that as a motion from here. The finance committee, if people will accept it, I can put in the committee report that we recognize that the programming committee needs to address it, and that the Finance Committee will bring a proposal at the November meeting for a way to initiate it, possibly looking to the provision of local of seed funding through local stations' use of surplus monies.
Well, we already passed the budget. The PNB already passed the financing tool. Motion, so we have to remember that. That included mail drops and, you know, all that other stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to say that we're going to deal with it and come to them in November.
The financing has already been decided. I don't see what the problem is.
It wasn't decided. It was a host of things that were to be investigated and then decided upon.
And now this will be a way in which we're coming back and choosing a methodology.
Right, but we have to look at there were like four or five alternatives that were presented for funding options for this program.
Mr. Chair, for example, Phil Acevedo, who's working on development, should be working on a mailer that could perhaps fund the Spanish language programming.
Risa, you've got a brilliant mind.
Thank you.
And durable. I'm surprised it's still working.
Is she on the timetable?
Yeah, so can we just agree, Mr. Chair, to do what you said, which is going to send something that we're looking into to the financing part, and then we will also, obviously, it's going to come up in Houston, and we'll turn to the programming committee and ask them why did they drop the ball on this.
Without objection, I will submit the report to this committee prior to my submitting it to the rest of the board. If people have their comments on it, they can make it. And I will try to address the fact that we're dealing with this consistent with what's been brought forth on the phone.
All right.
So is this a motion?
No, it's just a request for the common consent of the body.
Okay. One last question, Dave. Would the November time allow us to still get to the January 1st start date possibly, or?
It's 2 months, a long time.
If basically what we're talking about is tapping existing funds around the network, like for example some of the surplus fund at KPFK or some such to move it forward, then the funding could be in place. But we, as Mark's pointing out, the programming committee has to deal with this, and they've not dealt with it, and so, you know, we have some there is a stop, there is a delay on that front that needs to be addressed by its advocates.
Just as much as fault as the programming committee.
I know. We're supposed to identify sources of funding, but it's hard to identify sources of funding when nobody's told you what the thing is going to be.
Right. And then why does the finance committee have to find funding? We're not the fundraising committee.
That's not our responsibility.
No, we're recommending where in the budget this is going to show up.
The original motion called for the executive director to identify funding sources, and then there was a secondary motion which asked that the National Finance Committee assist the executive director in that capacity by identifying funding sources ourselves.
Yeah, but I think that.
I think that the National Finance Committee was supposed to identify what we thought was the appropriate amounts of funding for each of the components.
Right.
But it wasn't up to us to identify funding sources.
Okay, but it's hard to say what components if the programming committee has decided what the components are.
And we were also supposed to estimate, for example, the financial impact of a dedicated day on top of all the other fundraising we do and stuff like that.
We're talking about some conditions and criteria that we don't have before, so
right.
I think we're going to let the chair review those directives for us, so that in his recommendations it'll be clear what we're operating from.
Okay.
At this point I'm tempted to move to adjourn unless we have another.
The problem is we have one last issue, which is the motion that got tabled regarding the adjustments of WBI's budget, and those are still on our agenda.
Refresh my memory, Mr. Chair.
That we were in the process of dealing with the amendment that Patty was constructing, and Jane moved to table it until we dealt with presentation of issues to the PMB, including the minority report issue. Now that's been done, so that's off the table and before us.
That would be the last remaining action item for us?
Last remaining item that I'm aware of on the agenda.
But didn't we already pass the BAI budget?
We passed it, but there's this other motion that was tabled, and we're now taking it from the table as per the motion to table. Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I was yawning. Can we call the question on this?
Well, we need a reading.
Do we know what
the motion is? Patty?
Well, I think that the motion to table, the motion that was spoken before it was tabled was pretty much the motion, no?
I need somebody to read the damn thing.
Casey has it.
It was defeated.
No, it was tabled. Trust me.
But remember, I'm going to read what I have, but the reason it was tabled was because the wording was not sufficient for us to vote on, and so it was tabled to give you guys time to rewrite it. So here's what we had when we left off.
Then we should drop it.
I understand, but we've now brought it back as per our motion, so would you read what you have?
This is the last thing I have. The NFC recommends that the increase in CPB funding of $20,770 minus the restricted amount of the CPB grant be allocated to the development consultant, and the balance of $4,867 be raised by community events as in the initial proposal of the GM. The major donations remain at $300,000.
And you don't have any record of us voting?
I have a record of us. It was tabled to after discussion of...
Right, but subsequent to that, I think.
No, it was tabled and we haven't taken it back up.
All right.
I'm hopeful that we table this again on the grounds
Until when? Tell us until when.
Uncertain. I have a meeting scheduled, so it's hard to do a date. But I move that we table this motion on the grounds that it defeats the will of the LSB.
Didn't we just table this? How can you table something you just
took off
the
table? No, we're taking it off the table at the time we said we would, and now there's a motion to table indefinitely.
Right, that's all.
Okay, that is not debatable. We're going to go to a vote. So go ahead, Casey. Call the roll. This is on the motion to table indefinitely.
Oh, motion to table indefinitely. Sorry. Adelson.
No.
Allen.
No.
Bediako.
Yes.
Heffley.
No.
McFaul. No. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Tattersall.
Yes.
Gatewood.
Yes.
Weinman.
He's gone.
Oh, sorry. Williams.
No.
Hicks.
Yes.
Okay, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes.
Motion to table fails. We're continuing with this item.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I think that we ought to endorse this. I think that it should be a caveat that's attached to their budget, and we ought to vote for this and move on.
I totally disagree with Teresa on that. The LSV has spoken, and it's not our job to second guess them and decide, no, we're going to take one of our members' suggestions over the LSV. That's not what we do.
But excuse me, but the money that came in, that extra CPB money, came as a surprise after the budget was passed, so that money can easily be replaced instead of fronting the money.
That's the LSV's job to decide where that money goes.
They don't know about the money.
Said they knew it was coming, but second of all, you said even though they knew it was coming, you yourself said that the LSB decided they wanted to do it through a dedicated major donor campaign, which I actually think is a good idea, and you didn't want them to do that. And now you're coming to us and telling us to overrule the LSB majority, and I don't think that we should do that. I don't think
you did it last year.
No, last year, what happened last year is the LSB approved one budget and the general manager had another.
Mr. Chair, can we watch
and at
the
this
tone?
Time,
can
too, the general manager suggested this money and said the $25,000 that they moved into salaries and related wasn't even enough for a half a person or anything. And the LSB went ahead again after the Finance Committee and the LSB both voted not to, to keep the consultant money in there. The people on the LSB then rescinded the passing of the budget and took the $25,000, added it in, and kept the $25,000 in salaries and related.
But would most of the LSB agree with your point of view or not? That's the question.
Yeah.
The first time we voted, yes, in fact, it passed just like that.
Oh, no, you know what I mean.
No, I'm telling you exactly what happened. The vote. The Finance Committee and the LSB both voted to keep the consultant and not put it in salaries and related, and people didn't like that, and they came back and changed it. And so
right.
I'm saying, here's this money all of a sudden. We need the development consultant. We can't wait until we get $325,000. When's that going to be? Meaning that we're probably never going to have a development consultant.
Yeah, can I ask the chair? Since I think there is at least some confusion over the will of the LSB here, why don't we send a note, the chair can send a note to the LSB clarifying their position.
No, we know their position, the last position.
Well, I'm saying we need it from the LSB. We've got your positions for sure.
Well, I think what's happening is Patty is saying that she is proposing something that differs from what was approved and what is the sentiment at this time of her LSB. I don't think she's saying that this is the sentiment of her LSB at this time. Is that correct,
Patty?
That's
true. You should rule it.
Right. I'm saying it was the sentiment. It got changed. All of a sudden, there's this extra money that came, the CPB money that wasn't in the budget. It can easily be transferred over So we'll actually have a development consultant like the interim general manager wants and WBAI sorely needs.
Howdy, would you accept a friendly amendment to instead of making it the community events, which was clearly a matter that the LSB already voted on, simply take that amount to reduce to go towards the development director and reduce the amounts for the major donors accordingly?
Mr. Chair, I'm going to drop off the call, but I want to say, I hardly protest. You should have ruled this motion out of order. And letting it sit on the table, and I don't agree with the ruling of the chair on this issue. We will, this is sitting up here, Finance Committee changing line items in a budget that LSB has approved on the grounds they didn't
ask. No, we're not changing line items. We're making a recommendation that differs if we pass this. That's not out of order.
I don't think that that is sufficient rationale. That's like finding out that you got supposedly somebody reports to it.
Let's vote on it. Let's vote on it so we can keep it on record.
Before we vote, there was a question that Jane had about whether there was whether her amendment would be considered by the maker.
I have a point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
I apologize. I need to know who made the previous motion to table.
To table indefinitely?
Yes.
Andy Wyman.
No, I did.
No, it was Lonnie.
Thank you. I'm really sorry, folks.
That's,
thank you.
Please,
I'm sorry.
Don't be silly. Okay, so
Patty,
Jane asked you a question whether you would consider that amendment as friendly.
It's not my amendment.
I know it isn't. I'm just asking her if they agree.
I withdraw it. I think it's time to call a vote. It's too late to continue discussion.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this? Hearing
none. That's a point of information that Indra was comfortable. She did agree that with the revised position that the money would be contingent upon the $25,000 raised by the board.
Okay. Will you call the roll? Will you read the amendment and the motion and then call the roll?
Okay. The amendment is that the NSC recommend that the increases in CPB funding of $20,770 minus the restricted amount of the CPB grant be allocated to the development consultant and that the balance of $4,867 be raised by community events as in the national proposal of the as in the initial proposal of the GM. The major donations will remain at $300,000.
Will you call the roll?
Adelson.
Sorry, Patty, I don't understand the issue. I have to abstain.
Mm-hmm.
Allen.
Yes.
Bediaco. Baruti?
No, I'm sorry, no.
Thank you. I heard that snore. Heffley.
Yes.
McFaul, yes. Roberts.
No.
No. Tattersall. Marnie?
Stain.
Gatewood. Jane?
Stain.
Thank you. Weinman, sorry. Williams.
Yes.
Hicks, is Lonnie still here?
Yeah, no.
No. All right.
Your vote?
My vote was yes. 1, 2, 3, 4 yes. 1, 2, 3 no. 1, 2, 3 abstain.
Okay, so the motion carries. That's the end of our business. We have the scheduling of the next meeting. We can either talk about that now, or we can, or you can leave it to me to announce.
I think you have to adjourn to a time certain because it's going to be.
No, we're not talking about doing an adjourned meeting. We've completed
all right.
The business.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So the question is whether we're going to schedule our next meeting right now. And I would recommend, if we were going to, that we do it Friday at, hold on a second, Friday, October, why don't we say Friday, October 14th at, what have we been doing, 6 p.m. Eastern?
I prefer a Thursday. Friday's tough for me.
Yeah, come on. Friday's rough. Give the people some.
Haven't we been doing it on Fridays?
I mean, no, we push it Thursdays. I like that better. Friday, I've got a whole lot of end of week business I have to do.
Okay, hang on. Let me look at the calendar. Thursday the 13th is open. Do people want to do Thursday the 13th at 6 p.m. Eastern?
I like the 13th.
Are there any objections to that?
What time?
6 p.m. Eastern.
3 o'clock Western.
3 o'clock.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay, then I am going to put on the calendar Finance Committee meeting for Thursday, the 6 p.m. Eastern, Thursday, October 13th, and I'm going to enter. Okay, so that's the without objection. And that concludes our agenda. I just want to give my thanks to everybody, both.
Same number. We'll use the same number for calling.
That's what I was going to say. And thank you all for your persistence and your perseverance.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it, regardless of what the positions are, and I think this was one of the kinder meetings that we've had. So thanks again. And I will send around the report once I receive the minutes.
I
need these minutes. I don't have these motions.
I'm going to need these minutes tomorrow morning. What are my chances?
Well, I got to work.
You for a salary analysis. How's that?
Yeah, I'll trade you.
I mean, while you're waiting.
Yeah, sure. Right.
That's a joke.
I know.
I mean, seriously, I got classes to teach in the morning. I haven't even done my lesson plans.
Can you
sorry?
Can you send us the notes that you've written?
Yeah, just the notes. When you might have them. I'm going to need them to do what I need to do.
I'll do my best. But these are handwritten notes, so I'll do what I can do tonight, and I'll get you. They're going
to
be rough, but I'll get you something.
And
oh, that'd be great. Then I can work with
it as well.
Okay. Sorry?
Send it to me as well.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. So moved.
Any objections? Sleep well, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Casey.